And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is July 6, 2024. We welcome you folks out there. We thank you for being here this morning. And I'll bring the men on the line. It looks like we've got a Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
And good morning, Richard.
Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Well, glad you guys could be here this morning. Josh, why don't you go ahead and start us off with a word of prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this chance to once again get up this morning, Lord, and start over and renew ourselves, Lord, and contact that blood for the cleansing that we all need in our lives every single day, Lord. We do pray that you'd forgive us of our sins, both known and unknown, Lord, that you'd purify our hearts, Lord, and pray that you'd reset our compasses, Lord. Show us that true north, where we're supposed to be, Lord. Show us where we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be, Lord. And give us servants' hearts to follow you in any which way you lead us. And Lord, we do thank you so much for everything you give us, Lord. We do lift up this program this morning. Pray that it'll be a benefit to the remnant, Lord, and that you guide every word that's spoken. And Lord, we do thank you, and we love you, and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Josh. Well, it is just a couple days after the July 4th, and I'll tell you what, I had a really good 4th. I don't know about you men. How did you guys' 4th go? Well, everybody... Don't everybody talk at once.
Nothing special for me, you know.
I don't know. For me, I tell you what, it was one of those days, and I think it's probably one of my favorite holidays just because, and I mean, growing up, I always liked fireworks. I mean, that was a big deal to me. The, you know, smelling the smoke and breathing in too much of it and the bang and the explosions and the fireworks, I don't know. That was always something that... I look forward to it. I remember the day, the first time my dad brought home a bag of bottle rockets for me, and I had no idea what bottle rockets were. And oh my goodness, I was hooked from then on. It was, I wanted more. And, it was, you know, the bangs got bigger as I got older, and it was definitely a lot of fun. And, you know, that was one part of it. But as I grew older, I you know, realizing that this is our, you know, America's birthday, and it's a big deal. And you know, then when you learn that it's prophesied in Bible prophecy and that it is that nation that's born in a day, it makes it that much more exciting. And I thought about that a lot around this 4th of July this year, and you know, was able to and talk to my children quite a bit about it, you know, and talk to them and just told them, hey, this is the nation that was born in the day. And we talked about Pastor Peter's book, Greatest Discovery of Our Age. And a fantastic book that, you know, basically puts, you know, just ties so many missing pieces for so many people together. And I don't know, it was exciting and was able to share that with quite a few people also. And, you know, it's our holiday. It's the holiday that ties us together with Bible prophecy. And I think that that's why one of the reasons that so many people, it means so much to, even though that they really don't have any idea why they like July 4th so much. You know, even people that don't like the bangs and don't like the noise. And, you know, I've heard from several people that, oh yeah, you know, the dogs, you know, people complaining about their, you know, got to keep their dogs in the house and, you know, their dogs get scared and this and that. But I don't know, it was interesting because I talked to several people this year, and usually they're the people that complain about the 4th of July, and they're like, you know what, it's one day a year, it's America's birthday, it's, you know, people out protesting and blowing stuff up and making lots of noise. It was a really good thing, and it was good to see people out there rebelling. So that's my two cents about it, but I had a lot of fun and my children had a lot of fun, and it was a good day. And there were people out all around us that stayed up way past how late we did, but you know, it was good to see them, because there was people that were not complying to the no noise ordinance that they had put in place in our area. And even talking to some of the people that talked to some of the police that were supposed to be on patrol and everything, I mean, they just had the same attitude. It's like, hey, it's one day a year, you know, and if people want to be out there shooting fireworks off all night, we're just going to let them. So that was good, too.
I'm normally not a big holiday guy, birthdays and, you know, different stuff. And life falls just another day. But I tell you, if you think about, and to me, I guess it's kind of more my mindset on it, of the sacrifice that was made to put us where we're at today. And I'm not saying we're in a perfect spot, but we're in the best spot of probably anybody in the world, even where we're at now. And we need to get back closer to God, and our country needs to go back to what it was founded on. I'm not taking away any of those points. But, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice made so that we can be here this morning on this program talking about the 4th of July.
You know, amen.
To set us up to put us where we're at. And we should be appreciative of that and not take it for granted, because it's cost a lot to a lot of people, cost a lot of people their lives. And,
well,
I don't know, I was just kind of thinking of to that aspect, you know.
Yeah, and I put a video up, and it was a Paul Harvey video, and it's on the Newswire. It was sent to me from somebody not even here in the United States, but somebody from Canada, and just a really good video. It's about a 10-minute short video of Paul Harvey doing a message for, you know, on the independence, Declaration of Independence, and on those that signed it. And, you know, a lot of times we don't stop and think about what happened to those men that that signed the Declaration of Independence and the price that they did pay for it. You know, in there, you know, right there at the beginning, you know, they did it for their posterity, and it was, you know, that's us. That was the people that were going to be, you know, for generations to come. And, you know, here we are nearly, not quite 250 years later, enjoying what I consider we have, you know, we still do have a lot of freedoms. There's a lot of people that complain about the freedoms that we don't have, but, we could sit out in our front yard and launch, mortar shells, and go down to the store and buy them. And, you know, I took my 6-year-old and my, little boy and my 13-year-old son and my, daughter and our buddy Jim, and we went out and we sighted in some my son's 13-year-old's AR-15, and we're able to shoot and we could have been shooting Tannerite if we wanted to, but it was a little dry to be doing that. But you know, we we did a lot of things that there's a lot of people in the world that can't do. That makes sense.
That's really awesome thoughts. It kind of brings the Tannerite thing. Brings up, we were sitting in here on the 4th, and there was a really big boom, and it sounded like a tree fell on the roof on the house. I mean, but anyway, somebody had used a little Tannerite on an old car and was having some fun. We didn't know what it was. We couldn't figure it out. You know, it's kind of one of those, look around, nothing's wrong, okay, life goes on. But that's welcome to living in the, you know, flyover country. But they were talking about it down at the cafe and found out what was going on. And what left me absolutely totally impressed was everybody's was just nonplussed. It was just very like, oh, did you hear that? Yeah, I thought something. Yeah, I thought my, you know, the house shook and this and that. People all around the area. I was like, oh, yeah, well, this is what happened. Everybody was like, oh, I wondered what that was. Nobody was upset. Nobody was mad. It was just like, well, I'm glad to know that's what happened, and let's move on with the rest of the day or the coffee or whatever we're doing, you know. And I was like, yeah, people are pretty, yeah, it was like one of those just, and I don't know why, but that just really left me, it made me feel good. You know, it's, oh, well, they're on me. Saturday. They ought to be. I was watching in L.A. where they were. They had a, I don't know what it was, up there by the Hollywood sign, or I don't know, somewhere there they had a high camera show in L.A., and in L.A., of course, it's illegal to set off any fireworks. And this guy on the night of the 4th of July was just, and like you said, it's not the, to me, it's the underlying attitude. It's like, yeah, they just basically kind of give them the middle finger, so to speak. It's like, you know what, we're, and that's what Independence Day celebration is about. It's like, no, no, you know, you guys, I know my son, he went to Illinois, and he said, I didn't realize that Illinois, it's all the illegal there. And I said, oh yeah, it's another, you know, one of those states where you can't do anything without. And I said, that's all Chicago. I mean, the rest of the state's pretty laid back, but Chicago runs everything because that's this massive group of people. So, and we see those things going on, but it is heartening to see resistance is not futile, and resistance to tyranny is service to God, you know, and we see that stuff going on all around us, and, you know, let not your heart be troubled, so to speak, because God still is out there, and he's still stirring people up, and I think that I just really feel like it's just another, we don't know the people that continue to make the sacrifice for God and country, not the real heroes, not the real people. They're not spoken about in the media. I mean, we know some of them, we see some of them, and we go, oh wow, that's, yeah. And but it's not like it's going to be on the 6 o'clock news. So anyways, that's my two cents.
And I think so, I've been
another, you know,
go ahead, Josh.
Another Independence Day point that I thought was pretty good, the way they set it up. So on March the 5th, they passed the law in Louisiana where you don't have to have a concealed carry license. and the date that they chose for it to go in effect was July 4th. So starting July 4th, you know, you don't have to have a concealed carry in Louisiana. And anyway, but it was just interesting because they, you know, the media found them some, quote, gun folks to talk about how it was concerning them, you know, because people might not have the proper training and this and that. Whereas if you buy your license, you know, they make sure that you're properly trained and, you know, pay for your permit every however many years, depending on how you do it. You know. But anyway, I thought that was a positive, for sure, around here anyway.
No, that is a positive. Well, and I was thinking about the scripture, 2 Corinthians 3, I think it's 17. Yeah, 17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. And I think some of the translations say liberty. And, you know, it's been, that's one of the scriptures that, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. And I see a lot of people that are, I think that they're getting back to that Spirit of the Lord. And I see a lot of people complaining about, you know, the freedoms and things that we don't have. And, you know, have things changed? Absolutely. Are things perfect? No, they're not perfect. And I hear people that are, you know, complaining about the Constitution and, you know, they complain about this and they complain about that. They say that, well, everything that's happened to us has happened to us under the Constitution. You know, it was men. It's like what Paul says on a pretty regular basis is, you know, cursed is he that trusteth the men. Well, these were just men. But I think it was also that I don't think anybody would have been there and they wouldn't have been doing this if it wasn't who God intended or his perfect timing, because it was that nation that was born in a day and it was prophesied a long time ago. And, you know, so I know God had his hand in it, and, you know, his ways are not our ways. And I was just thinking about that, you know, also because I heard somebody that was, you know, that just complaining about everything that's happened to us under the Constitution. And you know, it was put together by men. So it's not going to be perfect, but it's sure a lot better than a lot of the other things that we have.
Absolutely. it all starts somewhere.
And I saw a headline, and I actually, well, somebody called and told me about this, and I didn't even know if it was true or not, and I looked it up and started reading it. But, you know, as we talk about these things, we're seeing changes, and we're seeing things that are different happening differently. I mean, you know, down there in, like, I think it was in your neck of the woods, Louisiana, you know, just, Josh, where, you know, they're requiring the Ten Commandments to be in every classroom in across the whole state, and then they've got other, and it's going to be, that's going to be funded by the state. Then they also opened up things to, for the Mayflower Compact to be taught, and then I just seen one, this one that I was going to talk about. It says Oklahoma to require public schools to teach the Bible. Every teacher, every classroom in the state will have a Bible in the classroom and will be teaching from the Bible in the classroom, State Superintendent Ryan Walters announced last week. And, you know, that's huge. You know, we've been hearing from people how we need to get God back in the schools, and you know, there's states that are doing it. They're taking, you know, and these are things that they're sticking their head out when they're running on these things, and they're pushing these things, and they're getting them through, and they're happening because, you know, I mean, it doesn't put a price on their head, but it puts in one way it does, because the lawsuits are coming out of the woodwork, and, you know, there's antichrist that are going to continue to fight back. And, you know, they use it by, you know, the hook nose, lawyers.
And we got to be careful how we think about that too, because in one sense you could say, oh, that's not enough and we need to do more and we need this and that, and that's I'm not arguing that point, but be thankful that that has happened, and like I said, people have stuck their necks out to make that happen, and
yes,
that has answered prayer because we've prayed about it happening. So be thankful for it and support them and keep on praying about it, that we'll continue to go in the right direction.
And it's a step in the right direction.
Amen. Isaiah 55:11 says that the word that goes out of his mouth will not return to him empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the purpose for which I sent it. So, you know, how many times have we seen people set out to prove that God doesn't exist and try to use the Bible to do it, and they they wake up one morning and go, couldn't do it, and now I believe in God. You know, I mean, these things go on all the time. You cannot. And if they don't, and if they continue in that way after they've done that, then their judgment is poured out upon their head. Their cup's filled a little more, you know. So either way, God wins. So, yeah.
Amen.
You're talking about that change in, you know, the change in attitude and what have you. I believe COVID played a big part in that, because a lot of people really got had with that and saw what they were doing. You know, there was a lot of people that woke up through the government control that they were trying to accomplish and what have you. And people saw that and hopefully won't submit to that again. But I know from people that I've seen, you know, a lot of folks learned a lot from COVID, and it ended up being a good thing in that respect.
Yes, I would agree. I know that there was a lot of people that they finally figured out that they'd been sold a bag of goods on that one, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. And you know, it woke a lot of people up to you know, is the government really there to try to help me?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
go ahead, Paul.
But I said, absolutely not. My government, everything they do is wrong. You know, I was reading that book a little bit you gave me, too. You know, the, what's his name, Joel Statland? You know, he can't even use the word organic because he's not certified. And sees everything comes out of the government as a hook and a twist. And their strength is in our godlessness. They have no power once we turn back to God, and they're scared to death if we turn back. Because when we turn back, God fights our battles for us. You know, Washington won the war, 3% of the people, on an odd that are so unbelievably odd that he spent all his time on his knees, and 3%, and either the other people were either indifferent or against him. And, you know, you don't have to have a lot of, you know, people. The truth will set you free, and you got to just, and my only obligation in life is to bear witness, you know, because we the whole bunch of us had very little effect on the country, but we have to bear witness. And you never know when you sow seeds how they take on or they're going to grow. But so, sometimes that just fits in the guy's life later, and it makes a difference. I mean, you know, I have that youth group in the whorehouse I was raised in, and years later it comes back to some of the good that I did. You know, I don't remember doing it, but I mean, I did have an effect on those kids. In a positive way. But sometimes it takes, just like putting a seed in the ground, some stuff germinates quickly and some stuff don't. And the stuff that goes slowly, the oak is the strongest, you know, and that's just the way it is. But I do believe there's a turn going on in this country. I don't know nothing about it. My wife asked me the difference between the police and the sheriff because, you know, they want the state police to have dominion. But see, the police carry out the policy of the corporation. The sheriff is supposed to carry out the law, and he's supposed to be the highest. See, the highest form of order is your life. There's three things that are death penalty: murder, rape, and kidnapping. Now, why would kidnapping? Because your freedom is, in God's eyes, is important. You have to be able to navigate on your own thing without no interference. But see, and then we come down the line, and we lose our protection of God, and we go under that authority, and then we have our sheriffs today are basically all policemen. They carry out the policy. Our military and our police force protect the evil guys in power is what they do. They don't protect the guy from claiming law in the court and stuff. They'll just throw him in jail, you know, but they our whole military system, police, everything, you name it, protect the evil system. You take the war as a racket, he said, you know, we shouldn't be off the shores for more than 300 miles. You see, we're not supposed to make alliances with all these people. World War One is when we really went down, when we went off our shores to fight. And, you know, it's just a slow process, but it is coming to a head. But see, when the Saxon begins to hate, crap hits the fan. And it's happening. I think, you know, what they're doing in Oklahoma, Louisiana is just a really good sign because people have a tendency, oh, he's doing it, we can do it too. It's just the way it is. That's my take on it.
I agree 100%. You know, and I seen that, you know, right after that, you know, Texas came out and they said, hey, we should have been the first state to do that. And talked about, I can't remember the guy's name, but there was somebody in there that kind of shut it down and didn't push it. And, you know, other states are talking about doing the same thing. I've heard other representatives that that have said, stood up and said, hey, we need to do that here.
Well, you know, locally, we have, 2 years ago, we had a huge turnover of county commissioners. 9 out of commissioners were overthrown. And now we've got some people coming back who want to go back to that. I've noticed the people with money in the system support this other lady, which is wrong. But because, you know, and when last election, I was going up around Traverse City and up in there, and it was 10-1 for Biden as opposed to Trump. See, these people that have made money like this system, they love it. It's been good to them, and they don't want to change it. And it needs change big time. I don't know, but you go where there's money and they're like, they were Democrats. I don't know. They got a goon up there now. That's just probably would turn off anybody, but, it should anyway. But, people with money like the system, it's been really good to them.
Well, I had an opportunity last week to go and, meet some of the people that were running. And one of them was a county attorney that was running and I tell you what, it was good and learned a lot and already pretty much figured out who I was voting for, but wanted to meet them face to face. And there's, then I had people that were saying, oh, I was talking with, you know, my son was out here in the shop with me and I was telling him that I had to get ready and I had to go to this and had two people that were standing there, and it's politics. You know, you're just better off. They were telling my son, you're just better off staying away from these politicians and stuff. And you know, my response to that is, you want to stay away from politics, but then you're going to complain about who you get in there, but you don't want to have anything to do with it, you know. And it's like, okay, you can't have both. And some people you just ain't going to make happy, but it's like, you complain about who you get in there, but you don't want to have anything to do with, getting to know them or figuring out what they're running on, what they believe, what their, you know, what their morals are. And, it don't work that way.
Well, I see a lot of people running for office, different people. There's people I think are standing up. I don't know what they believe or anything. But the status quo, and I think people are seeing it, that's got to change. And a couple of people running, they have little things in the local paper, and they just flat stand on a simple truth, and they've got Christ as Lord, you know, and that's all it is. But I do see there's an awakening starting.
I do, too, 100%. Well, and there's people that are running on the platform of basically, I'm a Christian and I'm a patriot.
Yeah. Well, we know a lot of those people. We know a lot of those people are liars, you know, and that they do that. But here's the caveat: if they say that I'm running on a Christian ticket, I'm running on Christian morality, I'm running on biblical principles, and they lie about it. That comes home to roost in a way that God's like, you know, that's like using his name in vain. You don't use his name in vain. He doesn't get over that. So that pours that, you know, eternal judgment out on their head, and it will bring about lasting change. You know, I mean, I don't know just when, I don't know just how, but our job is to facilitate that change and to make people aware of it and to occupy till he comes. That's what that's all about. I mean, and I don't care, you know, I used to kind of think some of these things that people did, and I've said this before, but I used to think that some of these things people did, I kind of went, well, you know, that's kind of inconsequential in the long run, you know, really. I mean, it's not a big change, it's a small thing. But God works through a multitude of outlets and through a multitude of people, and everybody's gift is different. So if they're throwing sand in Satan's, you know, gearbox or his plans, hey, God bless him, you know, and he will, and he does, and he blesses his nation because of it too. And they're called to do that. So don't be too haughty about what they're doing. I mean, maybe what you're doing is not so great.
We talk a lot about, you know, putting our money where our mouth is, but like what you're saying, if they're running on the Christian ticket, if you want to call it that, do a little research on them and see what they've done, how they've voted in the past if they were in other offices, or what they stand for, you know, what their company is like. You know, people can talk a lot, but if you look at what they've actually done, it'll give you a good idea of what they're going to do.
Well, you know, I read, they've had in the local paper these people that are running for this, and they interviewed them and stuff. And now some of them you could tell are absolutely right, but another one is, yeah, we're against abortion, we're all for gun rights and stuff like that. I mean, it's just flowery. You know, it's the surface, but, you know, you can tell the guy's phony. But the other ones are, you know, right down to the truth. You know, we're tired of it is what they're saying, and I'll do what I can to change it. So, and I, you know, that's the attitude. I've probably should have run for something a long time ago, but I've just avoided it, and I don't really want to. I guess I was a little defeated, which is not right, you know. It's definitely not right, and we need to do our part. And you can influence people. You can talk on, you don't have to, you can talk. And maybe you never know what difference. One time down the restaurant years ago, and they were having a discussion in the back room, and they come out and ask me a question, well, what does it mean? You know, because they know where to come for the answer, but, you know, did I know that? Not until they asked it. but, yeah, I mean, you never know. you know, bear witness. God will not be mocked.
That's what it says.
I knew I read it somewhere.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out. I mean, that deal in Oklahoma, I was like you, that really encouraged me just to see whatever the outcome is, just to see somebody stand up for that. I mean, it's like, you know, God bless them. I mean, it's like that kind of stuff. And Oklahoma's been in the news, quote unquote, quite a bit lately because of some of the stands that they've taken, you know, and I appreciate that. And I think that everyone that does that encourages other states and other people to stand up, to grow a backbone, get a spine and to be emboldened before the throne of grace, you know. And we've seen that, like, you know, the first state that went to constitutional carry, it was like, oh, that's never going to happen. And it just continues to trip, you know, down the line, this state, that state, this state. And not that is the, you know, end-all thing of that kind of stuff. It's just an example of how those things move and how those things change. And I had an interesting thought the other day on the fact that, you know, we know that God's enemies have no problem with total destruction. They're after the total annihilation of God's creation. They have no, they're like lemmings. They don't even care if they destroy themselves. So what has stopped them from using this nuclear football or pushing those buttons or whatever? You know, ask yourself that. I mean, all it would take is what, one of those evil sons of hell in the right place at the right time in the right series of events. But they don't happen, and that's because God's on the throne, and God's taking care of those things. So, you know, fear not. And we see that kind of stuff go on, and it's just like, wow, yeah, really. So having grown up in that nuclear age where you, you know, bent over and put your head in between your knees under your desk, and, you know, that kind of stuff, and all the fear and everything else about it, when you look at it that way, you know, it's like God gives us that surety of that. So, just an example.
Yeah, well, like you said, I remember hearing about the constitutional carry and when they were starting to push that, and you know, I mean, there was a lot of people, like you said, Tim, there that. You know, oh, that's never going to happen. They're never going to pass it. And, you know, well, they'll never do that in my state. They'll never do that here. They'll never do it there. And like with what Josh was talking about, I think Louisiana was the 29th state, from what I understand, to do it. And, you know, there's a pretty good majority of the states right there.
Well, Michigan's been flirting with it for several years just to get rid of it. And I think it's coming. I think it's coming. Things are going back to the basics. I mean, and it happens. You know, it's just like the prodigal son. We will go back to God, whether we know it or not, because that's the only place there's freedom, true freedom. But see, with freedom comes responsibility. You know, you got to take responsibility for your actions and stuff too. And when you have a legitimate penalization or something, be penalized for something, that, you know, you got to live up to it. It takes a God-fearing people to have the God. That Constitution only worked for God-fearing people. It ain't for all the people. You know, and if you notice where it's coming from, Oklahoma, Louisiana, wherever else, it's not coming out of New York or California, or Chicago. You know. It's something about when people get too close together, they get insane or something.
Well, and did you guys hear about that? The Chevron ruling? I mean, I think maybe I mentioned it, but at one point, but they basically struck it down. The Supreme Court did, and that's kind of a big deal because that's one of those things where. That allowed all these administrative agencies to make their own rules and make their own thing and enforce their own rules. And it's like, that's not going to happen anymore. So, you know, and that affects every single solitary alphabet soup game. I mean, it's like, whatever, however it comes out, whatever changes out of it, I still feel like that's significant in some way, God's plan. I don't understand all the ins and outs, but there's a whole bunch of those kind of things. And, you know, it was just kind of a little burp on it, and it kind of got quiet. I mean, but, you know, there's these things going on, I mean, all around the land. So.
Yeah, Tim, I have here, and I think this kind of sums it up. It says, in a major ruling, the Supreme Court on Friday cut back sharply on the powers of federal agencies to interpret the laws they administer and ruled that courts should rely on their own interpretation of omnibus laws. The decisions will likely have far-reaching effects across the country, from environmental regulations to health care costs.
There you go. Pretty
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, from what I understand, it is a big deal. I was like you, Tim. They started talking about it, and then it kind of got went radio silent on that one. But, you know, the ATF, they've been put in their place several times here lately also, you know, and I hope that they continue to be put in their place. You know, I mean, I think the way that it was, but it came out, and it's like, hey, they can't just make this stuff up as they go. They, you know, that's not their, they don't have that power to do that.
Yeah. Their intent is not our intent. You know, that's kind of what it amounts to. Yeah, exactly. And it's definitely not God's intent.
Well, you can't hurt a corporation. You know, it's a fictitious entity. It's a screen. You know, people hide behind a corporation, but you can't. You know, the state of Michigan is a corporation. Michigan State is a physical place, and that's the huge difference right there. But you know, the police. We can have a sportsman's club, and we make our rules, and everybody, members, got to live by that rule. But that isn't actually the law of the land. That's just for your club. And that's what the whole police thing is about, is just the club. See, when you sign that driver's license, you play by their rules. And that's where they get their power, is by your signature. You know, by your own words, you will be condemned.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that with that overturning that Chevron deference that they were talking about. Now, the one thing I did read that was really interesting was all of the law schools are just absolutely freaked out over it. I mean, because they've made huge money off of that whole thing, you know, and I don't understand. You know, it all goes back to, we used to say it all the time, and people still do, but follow the money. You know, that's where it, you know, that'll get you a long ways down the road toward figuring things out. And, you know, whether it's AI doing stock market picks and making people money, and, you know, that's one of the ways that they're propagating that, or whether it's, you know, these rulings and administrative law thing that these law schools are teaching that, you know, and it's, there used to be a litmus test of the Constitution. What was the original intent? What was the biblical intent of that law? You know, they were tied very closely together, and they tried to break that asunder. And it seems to me, at least, that God's bringing those. He's merging. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, that's very interesting.
Well, and Derek sent a message in and says, this verse supports Tim's comments. God's hands on the land. The man of sin has to be revealed before anything can happen. 2 Thessalonians 2, and starting in verse 2, it says, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Very good point.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. And that falling, I don't know, honestly, you know, and this is just my humanity speaking. I mean, God's on the throne and he knows, but how much further, there's a lot of people that say different things, and I don't want to say how much worse it can get because I know God can, you know, pour out even more. But the point is we have people who don't know what gender they are. We have a large number of people curtailing to less than 2% of the population who are twisted in the head. We have murderers and politicians that are out there, you know, child trafficking, killing babies, and doing all kinds of horrendous things. We have scientists who are out there genetically manipulating the human and the animal genome that God created. It sounds, you know, I mean, if you go back and read the trafficking, killing babies, and doing all kinds of horrendous things, we have scientists who are out there genetically manipulating the human and the animal genome that God created. It sounds, you know, I mean, if you go back and read, you know, the falling away has happened, and I think we're on the backside of that, moving along toward restoral and restoration and healing in the land. I mean, I think it's coming, and I'm sure there's some birth pangs and growing pains going on there, but it doesn't really matter. They're going to come along whether they kick and scream and throw a fit or whatever. It's still happening.
I just got another text. I agree with you, Tim, but this is good. This was this is from a brother down south, and it says, the ATF's place is the trash can of history, and I couldn't agree more with that. That is so true. You know, I back to your point, Tim, I agree with you. I mean, you got these people, and it's, you know, they're so confused, and they don't know what bathroom to use or what gender they are. I was listening to a kid that was doing an interview with a guy, I believe it was a mayor of a town in California. And, you know, he just basically went up and he asked him, you know, straight up, he's like, you know, how's this immigration affecting you? And he was telling him, he said, and he just went down the list, and it's, you know, some of the stuff that I didn't realize, but he was talking about, yeah, that we can, you know, these illegals, they come across here, they're promised housing. We'll give them 20% down, free and clear to buy a house. We, you know, pay for all their health care. And he says that includes if they come over and they don't know what gender they are, if they want to do a gender reassignment surgery or something like that, you know, we've got to pay for it. And went on and on and on and said, you know, basically he said, we're going bankrupt doing it. And I mean, he was really telling it like it was. And, you know, it just showed me, it was like, yeah, wow, this is a politician who got elected in the state of California. So I don't know. I mean, it, you know, but he was standing up and, you know, saying the truth. So he obviously, you know, loved his town, his county. And I'm not even sure exactly what office he was, but it was a really good, you know, quick and short interview. But it was to the point.
It don't take a lot of work.
We don't like losing a lot.
What was that, Tim?
I just said, oh, we don't like losing all our money. That's a real problem.
Well, you could tell it was more about the money to this guy, but it was one of the things, that's what he was being asked about. And you know, you could tell this guy, I mean, just from what I saw, it sure looked like he had some integrity. Back to you, Paul. What were you going to say?
Well, you guys are talking about all your fun you had on 4th of July, and, you know, our enemy likes to see us have all kinds of fun as they tax the living crap out of us. You know, in a free country, there's no income tax or no property tax, and that's what the real issue is. But I certainly know, I used to love fireworks myself. They don't mean that much to me anymore, but I don't want to stifle children from enjoying their youth, you know. And that's one of the problems. We don't let kids have their innocence. It gets robbed at a very early age. And there's nothing wrong with football. There's nothing wrong with fireworks. None of it. But they got us by the jugular vein is what the problem is. you know, there's a thing going on in here in Michigan to get rid of the property tax so they can't steal our property. You know, I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going on the ballot. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things happening. People are waking up. You know, the power to tax, the power to destroy, I think George Washington say. And, you know, that taxation is destroying us. In fact, my property tax, I have no problem with what I pay for, except for the public schools. That's about 90% of it.
You think that's about the way it is just about everywhere, too? That's where the majority of the money goes from the property taxes is to the public school system.
You know, originally they had the school section. There was a section in the county that was strictly all it produced was to support public education. Well, now they've extended that out into all of it. But there, you know, north here is a school section, there's still evidence that around, and that's the way it was intended. Our forefathers was looking out for everything. You know, they didn't want a central bank, and that's all you have now. They realized the power that, you know, in that book you had too, Everything's a Told Lie. George Washington had problems just about like we have today, immorality and everything. And the way he fixed it, he went to gold and silver. And it's still on the books, and you couldn't believe how fast it straightened things out. And see, we got paper money, you know, it's a free-for-all. I mean, people are spending billions of dollars, you know, big corporations, you know, and it's all paper. And they're taking real resources. There's a lady not far from me. She had a beautiful 40 acres, 90% farmable. She cut it up and sold it to lots. Now, I know her husband had died. He would have never done that. But this is the way it is. She's changing real property for paper, and it's insanity.
Yeah, the school system around here, it's been interesting because they've been losing numbers like crazy. Every school in the county, and there's quite a few of them, but there's, you know, they're not getting the numbers, and you know they keep having these meetings on the for the schools, and they're, you know, they're telling everybody, well, it's people aren't having as many children, and they're not having any, which is true, but that's not the reason that they're not going to these schools. I mean, there's plenty of children around here that used to be in the schools, but it's that the thing that they're not telling you is that there's that many people that are pulling their kids out of the school system and homeschooling them. And this homeschool numbers have just went. I mean, they've skyrocketed in this area, and there's homeschool groups that are popping up all over the place, and people that are new to it, and you know, they're just. I mean, there's people that a lot of them just, you know, said they pulled them out and said, hey, we're not sending them back, and a lot of that stemmed out of COVID, and they're changing different rules and regulations. A lot of them stem from them just shutting the schools down for that period of time, and people, you know, had to do school with their kids at home. And when they opened the schools back up, they said, yeah, nah, that's okay. We're not sending them back. And there was a lot of things that happened. I mean, a lot of people around here, is they were having these Zoom meetings and stuff. They sent when they started doing the remote schooling, and they started sending the laptops home with the children. And I know a neighbor that lives just basically next door to us, and they had two children that were in school, and they sent them home with this. And they were supposed to go into the room, close the doors, not allow their parents in the room while they did their Zoom meeting with the child. And they just said no, not no, but hell no. It was an eye opener for him. And boy, I learned a whole lot about stuff that was happening in the schools at that point in time. But you know, there was people that just you know, just put their tongue to the top of their mouth and said no. And that's what's happened around here, and it's exciting and good to see, because people are fed up with that system, you know. And you know, it, you know, they're just like, they just ain't gonna put up with the garbage.
Jason, we've seen the very same thing here in Laramie. Elementary school closing in town. And
hard left, liberal, libtard school board. You know, there's like three positions up this year, and there's several conservatives, at least Judeo-Christians at the worst, but that are running for those positions. And they're doing that. That Beetle Elementary down by Washington Park, and one of the most has always been one of the most heavily populated areas, most densely populated areas of Laramie. It's closing, and you know they're the few parents that were left were in an outrage. Some of them, but the homeschooling groups here. I think there's six different homeschooling groups in Laramie now, and in the just the years we've been here, I remember when there was one, and we're seeing that all over. And yeah, the because people are waking up, parents are doing just like you said, learning that what is this crap that they're teaching in the schools, you know, from putting litter boxes in for the kids to pee in to just all kind of weird stuff. And and yeah, telling them, yeah, don't tell your parents. This is for school stuff. This is your parents don't have anything to do with this. And some people are waking up. Some people just stick right with it. And but thankfully, some are waking up to this. And and I think that, you know, back on that, I know we're about out of time, but back on that July 4th, the same thing. The people are enjoy it so much, I think, because it makes them think, even if they can't quote the Constitution, they think back, yeah, Constitution, constitutional law, the way things should be. And I think it gets them thinking along the lines of law and lawful. And I've sure taken the holiday to speak to men and others that, you know, about that very thing that, that and it was mentioned earlier. No, it's not perfect, but the problems come from the parasite that comes in and tries to interpret it and apply that Constitution without the Christian foundation. And who was it? John Quincy Adams or one of them said, you know, this Constitution is only for a moral and religious, meaning Christian, people. It's totally inadequate for any other. And that's one of the reasons we're seeing, like you said, I know we talked a little bit the last couple of days about that all these things have happened to us under the Constitution because it's being interpreted and applied in an ungodly and an unchristian manner. You go back to that Christian foundation, the Constitution would work just fine.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, and that's what was, you know, it was put out there at the very beginning, is this was for a moral people, and, you know, but, you know, it's pretty hard to have a moral people when you take the law out of the land and out of the churches. And you know, and I see people that are, you know, returning to that, too. And they're realizing, hey, you know, this is things that this is not done away with. And this is important things that we need to live by. And it's like, you know, I mean, I had somebody the other day just, you know, say, hey, you know, it is the Ten Commandments. And it's not the Ten Suggestions. And that was from somebody that I was like, wow, I didn't expect it to expect anything like that to come out of their mouth. And, you know, so I don't, I do know that we are getting back. There's people that are waking up all over the country, and praise God for that. And I, you know, encourage people to continue to pray for an awakening in America and for people to wake up and do just that. We are just out of time. Closing thoughts, gentlemen.
Well, there was law before the Constitution too. That Constitution is really good for some people, but there's law before the Constitution too. And that's where we go wrong. Because even if you're not, if you don't believe in the Constitution, there's other law, you know, for the crimes of murder, rape, kidnapping. I mean, that in itself will clean the house.
Amen. Good one. Josh.
Just, as always, just thankful and remember have the correct outlook. You know, be positive to look for what you're praying for. When you're praying for something and you're asking God for something, be looking for it because, if not, you might be getting it, not even know it.
Amen. And, folks, I want to thank you for being here this morning. Men, thank you for being here on the program this morning. And remember to join us for coffee or for church tomorrow. Sorry, I was pushing buttons. I did talk to Zach last night. He's putting together a message. He had already started on it. And he's got some stuff. He's going to be doing a message on the light and the glory, basically a 4th of July themed message. And I got a couple things that I'm going to bring. And yeah, so we'll be live at La Porte Church of Christ tomorrow. And look forward to seeing you.
The ancient prophet Isaiah foretold a time and a people who would awaken one fearful morning and discovered they'd been conquered while their watchmen slept. Could they have been speaking of today? Of America? As we sink ever deeper into economic chaos and moral decay, some people are realizing that Christian liberty is almost gone, subtly replaced by the heavy chains of slavery. Within a single generation, our public life, schools, music, literature, and entertainment have been infiltrated and seized by anti-Christian groups. And our youth, our most precious treasure, have been ensnared by drugs, immorality, self-mutilation, violence, despair, and suicide. Awake, America, awake! Write for America the Conquered by Pastor Peter J. Peters. The book is available for a $10 offering. The cassette album for a $25 offering. That's America the Conquered. Write to Scriptures for America, Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535.
Enslaving them to the Midianites, who oppressed them greatly by taking their crops and settling on their land. That kind of thing only happened in the Bible, right? Wrong. In America's Perils, a repeat of the Gideon story, Pastor Peter J. Peters reveals what happened to Israel of old is happening to America today. America's Perils explains how America is being oppressed through economic hardship, etc.